This is the All-Star Networking Show with your host, Kathy Paper.
Welcome, everyone, to the All-Star Networking Show. Super psyched to be here with you today. Joining me today is Tiffany Maddock. Thank you so much for joining today. Super psyched to have you here. Why don't you say hello to the listeners and let us know one of the things you're most excited about working on these days or what you're working on.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I am the owner of There She Grows, and that business was born almost 5 years ago. I'm heading into my fifth year, and I am a speaker and a coach, and I'm trying to really live into the words thought leader. And I love all things community and really helping women find their power, find their voice, really step into who they are. And oftentimes in my coaching, that happens through career transformation. So I personally have been through a lot of career transformation. And so I help women just find that next thing that really brings them the greatest amount of fulfillment and really helps them be who they are in the world. I think we get a lot of messaging about who we aren't and who we shouldn't be. And I love leaning into the idea of let's bring more of you into the world. And so that happens through coaching. And I'm also on stage working with groups and organizations. Right now, I'm really focused on adapting to change. So I'm kind of all over the place in leadership and personal growth and development. And I love all of it and have put a lot of time and effort into my own transformations. And so always focused on how to help people connect and grow and play too, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Yes, we have to. Well, you know, you are amazing at all of those things. And when you said you've had your business for 5 years, I just remember meeting you way back when our kids were a little bit younger and you were a force of development and growth back then. And to see what you built and built around you is just impressive. So this is the part where I say to any listeners, if you haven't Googled Tiffany, we will have contact notes in the show ending in all the little places, is Google, connect with her on LinkedIn. You will find some ways to plug into both community and transformation that are really powerful, which is why I really wanted to have you on the show today to talk about networking and building that community. And maybe let's just start with the beginning of kind of what does a network mean to you personally?
So one of the things that I didn't even realize was happening to me as I was, I'll call it growing up in the corporate world, is I was building a network. And what I mean by that is that every relationship, every single person I touched, every project I was on, I had no awareness to it, but I was doing it. I was building those relationships. I was just really present to the people. And I loved all of that human and all of that people relationship and connection. But what's crazy about it is that when you fast forward 20 years later, and now I'm out here working my business, every single relationship that I unknowingly was building into that network in those early days is actually coming to fruition even more now. So I think networking actually can be conscious, but it's also almost unconscious. And that for me, the power of it has just been exemplified in my own business today.
So, okay, because I was in corporate as well, working at Best Buy, but I never thought about that I was building relationships. I was so busy kind of getting the work done. Can you unpack that a little more for me? As were you intentionally building relationships, or is this just how you operate?
Well, I think it is just how I am and what I loved about being in corporate were the people and the people that I worked with. And so I think it was just part of my personality and my way of being in the world is that relationships were important to me and having those connections. But I don't think I didn't have an agenda. It was very authentic. It was very real. I wasn't intentionally doing that so that someday they'd call me, you know, into their company, you know, 20 years later to work with them in their business. So now, I mean, it's different now because now I'm actually more intentional about it. I can actually have, you know, make plans and try to expand my network in a very intentional way that is different than how it was when I was more just kind of going through the motions of work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So two words that you said there, because again, people that are listening are anywhere from emerging networkers to people that are all-star networkers that know you and want to get some more nuggets. When you mentioned the word, I didn't have an agenda versus I was intentional. Again, 72% of people cringe just at the word networking. Right? We all think we're passing business cards or we're hustling something or you're whatever. Maybe just explain a little bit about those two words for you, what they mean or how you differentiate, because I do think people use the word genuine. You're a very genuine connector. And so maybe say a little more about that.
I mean, I don't wake up every day and think to myself, I need to go build my network. That's not a thought for me. My thought is, who do I need to connect with? How can I show up for them? And how can we support each other? So there's this ripple effect that comes by, you know, it's a byproduct of connection. So for me, it's the human element of it that I'm not out building connections so that I can make revenue in my business. I'm building connections so that I can do what I love in the world and show up authentically and real and as who I am. And that in itself takes care of the revenue part. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. If I tend to my relationships and my connections and I show up for people, the business part just becomes easier. So I think it's different than it's very robotic. I'm going to wake up today and work on my network. That doesn't give me a ton of energy and it doesn't make me feel alive. It sounds like a task that I have to check off. When I think of my human connections and the people that I love and the people I want to spend time with, it's not a task. It's an actual part of my value system and it's part of what brings me joy. So it's just a different perspective. It's the same thing. It's just a different, I view it as way more opportunity to connect and grow with other people than I do like, I need to network so I can build business.
Mm-hmm. So did you, and you've always built relationships that way to kind of connect and grow, or did you do, you said you did your, you know, a lot of personal development for you. Did anybody help you with this or how did you get kind of that wisdom about connection?
In 2008, I sort of had, it wasn't midlife because I was only like 36 years old. I hope I have longer than that. But it was like this moment of my life where my kids were older. They were getting to school. I had been working for 15 years. And I'd gotten to a point where I was like, what I'm doing right now isn't going to work for me anymore. But I didn't know how to get out of it. And so I went into some really deep spiritual and transformational work and a really big self-study. And what I learned in that self-study is I learned, here's what I value. Here's what's important to me. And I was trying to answer some really big questions like, who am I? Why am I walking on this planet? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? And what I've learned from that transformation and just that experience of learning and growing is that the journey of being human, we are meant and we're built to do it socially and in community. I can't, for me to just go into my, you know, books and study by myself will never get me the level of growth, the level of experience, the level of connection, fulfillment, you know, fulfilling my needs as I can get with other people. So the people continue. I mean, it's every week I meet somebody who gives me something that I need. And to me, that's what fuels my desire to keep connecting and keep building. It's a network. Yes, it is absolutely a network. But I love the word community because I feel like in a community, you show up for each other.
Mm-hmm. I like that social and community. And just you keep saying the words, you know, we show up for each other. I think that's a really powerful way of thinking about your network. Because again, if you've ever networked at a time when you either don't have revenue or sales or looking for a job, you know, you frame it differently. Or I don't know if you've ever experienced that, or when you work with people, but the way you describe it of showing up for people, I think that just really resonates of, you know, we all win together, or that community part is more fun to do it. So
you're making me think of sometimes we can lean into networks out of desperation, meaning I'm desperate for a job, I'm desperate for more sales or revenue or whatever. And one of the things that came out of my experience of being in corporate for 25 years is that I was no longer available to any sort of thinking like that. So I spent 25 years in, like, you know, high performing, high stakes culture. We were moving faster than we could move. Everything was high pressure. It was all stress. Well, so now I come out and I build a business. I'm not doing anything desperate over here. If I came into my business with desperation and that type of energy, I wouldn't attract the people that I want to have in my network and in my community. There's nothing desperate about my work. I want to hold a place that is calm and that is welcoming, and the energy is, you know, of growth and connection, not of desperation. So I think people get so up in their head about trying to solve for whether it's getting a job or getting whatever they're trying to achieve, and it gets a little bit frantic. And I committed to myself, that was one of my commitments coming into my business, is I'm not doing that. I'm no longer available for that level of stress and anxiety. And I think it's easier to say than do, but I think it matters if you can shift into, it's like, you know, why they talk about gratitude practice. It's like, if you can shift into abundance of connections and feeling like the abundance of the people and just trusting that, totally different energy than desperation and lack and scarcity. So I feel like that's an important distinction when you're going to your network. Like, what's your come from? Like, where are you and where are you coming from?
I'm gonna hit the rewind button on that, which you just said, because, you know, again, I've been running my own business for almost 20 years now, but there are still those moments, sometimes on a Monday morning, where you have that hurry up offense feeling versus the joy of the connection. And the way you kind of describe that is both very calming. And for anybody, you know, again, people, if you're listening, think about, do you know how you show up when you're meeting people? You know, people make snap judgments, right? When they meet somebody new. And what you're describing is kind of the, how do you show up in a way that people want to build community and connect with you? And I would love to shift a little bit and just talk about the network that you've built and the community that you've built, because I think you've done a phenomenal job with it. And there's so much more to tap into with something that brings you a lot of joy. So can we shift to, how did you build your own community around you to give other people community in an accessible way?
I want to make two comments on that, and I'm going to try to be super succinct because I think both of them are important. At the end of COVID, not even at the end of COVID, in January of 2021, I had this like epic moment with my therapist where I was having a total meltdown. And what she helped me see in that moment is that I was totally suffering from lack of connection and lack of community. I'd been home working, you know, I just started this business, the world shuts down, I'm working by myself, I'm home with my dog every day, and I just was in a really, really low point. And what immediately followed that is I reached out to every entrepreneur that I knew, and I said, can we meet every other week? And that action and that attention to my own need of community has been life-changing for me. And so I started gathering these women. We met, we did some growth work together, and we just shared challenges and we shared ideas. And it was like such a blessing to me during that time of my life. So it was an immediate reaction to a need I had, which was to build community, call it a network, whatever it is, but to bring together women that needed conversation and connection around their business. That was a huge, huge, huge moment for me and opportunity. When the world opened up, I got introduced to the game of pickleball. And I started playing, and before I knew it, I started playing a lot, almost daily for a while. And what I was also realizing during that shift into my pickleball world is that pickleball was fulfilling a need in me to be back in the room with human beings. I've always said since I started this business that I'm actually not built or meant to be sitting here in this office on a computer. I am meant to be in the room with human beings, not because I'm an extrovert, but because I need to be in relationship and in connection with other humans in the room. And so pickleball started to become that thing for me where I could count on getting out of the house, going into the gym, being with other people, being active, being in my body. And then as a little bonus to all of that, I actually got to see a lot of my own growth and my own mindset work in the game, which that's a different podcast probably, but.
Yes, please. we're going to do another one just on pickleball and mindset.
On the mindset, on the game, but it's about play. It's not even as much about the game as it is about the opportunity to play. But anyway, what the satisfaction I get from that community, I feel like is what women, so now I'm going to jump over to what women I feel like are screaming for in this middle age zone. There is this time in life, and it's like between 45 and 62 or 64, which is called middle age. And it's this time of life when your kids are getting older, your parents are potentially getting sick, your body's changing, there's things that are shifting in career at work, you're getting itchy at work, and your relationships are shifting. And I just saw this gigantic need as the world was opening up and we're getting back in the room together. I just felt called. I'm like, I love pickleball and I see the value in it and I see the joy in it. And I see this, that women need to get back to play. They've raised their kids. Like they've been doing the kid thing for all these years and now they need to go find themselves. So by taking my energy for and my love for building community and this game that I've been just obsessed by, and so is a lot of the world, by bringing those two things together, I created this event, this monthly event called Pickle Into Power. And it's a chance for women to show up. Yes, we're playing pickleball, but when we're not playing, we're in community, we're in conversation. And what matters to me most about that is that we're having real, authentic conversation. And I saw a perfect example of that last time we were there. We got done playing and we were sitting at the table and one of the women said, you know, in this, you know, I'm 58 and I feel completely invisible. And it was just this moment of like, these are the real conversations that we need to be having, but we don't always feel safe to have. So to me right now in community is about creating safe space for real conversation.
Okay. That's a lot. No. It's great. I just like the creating community and a safe space to have conversation. That to me is building your sort of intentional relationships kind of on a magnified scale and letting people, you know, everybody knows when you network, you know, when you walk into a room where you feel a little uptight and you know, when you walk into a room where you're like, okay, I can start having conversations. I can connect with people. It's something, I don't know, to me, it's something of the way people greet you or connect with you or the buzz in the room. I don't know if there's like a connection factor or something, we could come up with a metric, right? But I think we all know and what you're describing, and I've of course witnessed Pickle Into Power and seen people both play the game and have the conversations with each other. Is there anything you do to get people to talk to each other more, or does it just kind of happen naturally? Because you've been doing this for now two years, right?
Well, I've been doing Pickle Into Power. This is our seventh month, But bringing women into community, you know, first it started with the entrepreneur group and now it's the pickleball group. So yes, I have been doing it for years. You know, just post COVID, during COVID, both of those times been doing both of it. But, you know, I deeply believe that we have to role model what we want and we have to, be an example of what it looks like all the time. And so for me personally, it does not matter where I am, whether I'm in front of the group, I'm on stage, I'm coaching, I'm always in a place of sharing my own journey authentically and in the realest way that I can. And that just creates an environment. If you come in heart open and just ready to share and ready to just hold space for people, it's just a vibe. Like it's a thing that you don't even have to say it. It just is a felt sense that I'm safe here.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. means the world to me that people can feel that. Did I answer the question?
Oh, you
what
did.
Do I do specifically? Yeah.
Yeah, you did. And I think the thing I might, again, not that people rewind so much, but I like what you said of, and I wrote it down of, we role model what we want, because we all want connection, and you're an all-star networker, connector, whatever it's called, and a business person, and sort of that sharing your own journey so that people feel safe, because you grow when you feel safe, right?
Yep.
You connect when you feel safe, or you ask for what you need when you feel safe enough that you don't really care. You know what, if they say no, that's okay. They weren't meant for me, sort of that next move on. But I really like that, a role model, what we want, because you did, you started at the beginning of COVID building that community
mm-hmm.
or building your business, you know, knowing I need some connections. The line I love, Tiffany, is they say you're a combination of the five people you spend the most time with. And, you know, to me, at least when you do sports or any activity, you sort of get to know people on a different level. So the melding of personal, professional, and of course your pickleball passion, that's a lot of P's.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an interesting, really powerful way to get people to grow. And because I know you and I are working on this, tell me a little bit about the connecting with people and the application inside of an organizations.
Well, I have a lot of big dreams when it comes to the world of work. And I don't know that my dreams are always a reality, but I believe, like, if I could write the dream for organizations, I would put humans at the center of it, as opposed to revenue, which is where I sometimes get, you know, I might get beat down on that, because, you know, businesses are in business for a reason, and it's to make money. But I believe that if you put the humans in the center of it, then the money would take care of itself. So, so for me, inside organizations, I mean, when we were working on culture shaping at Thomson Reuters, you know, for 5 years, we brought the human element to work. And I can remember saying, you know, I was talking about bringing up the conversation about loving what you do. And I can remember thinking to myself, like, am I allowed to use the words love and work in the same sentence here? And so, like, humans are wired in a certain way. Like, we're creatures of social connection. We want to belong. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to feel safe. Like, there's all this humanness. Like, it takes a human to run a business, and takes a lot of them, you know, in community together to do that. And so I have a lot of beliefs about what I think humans need at work. And so I do the work to change it one person at a time, or one organization at a time. It's like, how can we do that together?
That's awesome. That's awesome. And the one person at a time is great, because, again, back to the, you don't have an agenda. You just show up and build the network and the connections. How do you, you know, you said you don't wake up and do this, and I'm going to get a little tactical on this, is how do you decide who to be around? So, somebody that's wanting to expand their circle, you know, how did you decide who to be around at that very beginning? You said you picked entrepreneurs, or what advice would you give to somebody that's, you know, maybe they're a little, I would say sort of shy. Sometimes I get kind of shy, and people are always shocked when I say I'm shy. I'm like, everybody gets shy when you're building connections.
So one of the things I always talk about when we're coaching about career is paying attention to past clues. So when you reflect on people from your entire history, you know, we all have a lot of years now in us, a lot of wisdom. When you reflect on the people who have, you know who they are, you know the people, there's a feeling you get from certain types of people that bring you life. There are certain types of people that drain the heck out of you. So if you can spend a little time reflecting on and looking for the clues from your past and using those to inform your future, what are those people like? And how can I get more time with people like that? Where do they hang out? What are they doing? What do they care about? And I also just think when you get clear with that vision of the type of person and what it feels like to be with them, they just start showing up. I take it very seriously when someone says to me, I think you should meet so-and-so. And it's always like, I just see it as like is this a messenger that's trying to bump me over to this person? I take those very seriously, and I always follow up. And I have been led to people that I needed over and over and over again. So it's following a feeling. It's following this. You know what kind of people give you life. You may have forgotten, but you still know.
I like to, you know, you say you get a feeling and you pay attention to those past clues, right? But then I think you said something here of you should follow up. I have seen, and I fall into it myself sometimes, is my follow-up is not the greatest. Do you have any habits that make your follow-up, what makes you so good at it?
I think I trust I just take it really seriously. When people come to me and they say something and they say, oh, you should meet so-and-so. Or just an example, last Friday I was at a lunch meeting I was having a networking meeting with a person that I have just recently gotten to know in the last 6 months. When we're sitting there together, there was two women at another table. I knew one of them and she knew the other one. Well, like me, us happening to be at the same lunch at the same time with two women that we both knew, like, that kind of stuff, I don't take any of that lightly. And so now I'm already on the calendar with the woman in that situation that I didn't know. The one that, you know, my friend's friend. I'm like, okay, I need to know her. And I do. What she does for a living, I need to know about her. I need to, we need to be looped in together. So we're always being given these little hints and these little clues about, like, go over here, go over there, meet this person, have this conversation. Like, I trust in like the fabric of human connection. And I know that sounds a little woo, but I truly trust it.
No, I don't think it sounds woo. That's a network is a web, and, you know, call it what you want. You bump into people, you know, they say everything happens for a reason. So I think trusting that feeling's great.
I just don't mess around with it. I take that very seriously, and that's what makes it a priority. So when you say, how do you follow up on that? It's because I just know I need to. Like, it just, this wouldn't have happened if I didn't need something over here. So then I set it up.
Great. And so here's one again, as we move to wrap up. And again, you'll come back again so we can talk more about, you know, pickleball and all kinds of things. So we'll definitely have to do a round two. But let me ask you this: is how do people? I want to say, prioritize it, but or how do you know how to spend your time, or what other tips would you give people? Because you're very calm about it, yet you're very productive. And, you know, was that just because you did all the work to get clear on your values, or how do you recommend people get to that state of knowing it will all work out? They're going to spend their time in the right place between events and online and all these places. Like, maybe give the listeners a couple more good Tiffany nuggets, or tell them more of how they plug in with you. Because I took 2 pages of notes.
I think it comes back to what I was saying before about as much about what I'm willing to do, it's about what I'm not willing to do. And let's see if I can pull this guy's name out of the hat. He has a swear word in the title of his book. It's called Un-F Yourself. And I'm blanking on his name. But anyway, he was talking about, you know, your own willingness. Like, what are you willing to do? And what I'm not willing to do is to be freaked out in this business. I'm just absolutely not willing. So if something requires me to be a freak and to be crazy and to be, oh my God, I'm so busy, I don't have time for anything else, and just a freak, like, I have to coach people I hire onto my team to help me. I have to tell them that we're not doing the high stress thing. Like, don't come to me and say, oh, if you have time, when you have time. I hate all of that. I'm not doing that. We're not in a freaked out, stressed environment here. And I feel like when you say no to some of that, like, programming, and maybe that's part of the corporate detox conversation. Like, I've so detoxed myself of that mindset, I'm just no longer willing to go there. And I don't know that really answers the question, Kathy, but I think it just speaks to the mindset is everything. Like, how you approach this, the energy you give it, how, you know, mentally, like, how are you doing mentally inside your network? I think it's just, it's a reflection. Everything's a reflection of that mindset. And so I think you choose it with care.
No, this is great. This is really great. Like I said, I took sort of 2 pages of notes. I am a little high strung sometimes. I might be stressing you out, you know, when we play pickleball, and I'm like, run to the net, run to the net. Come on, let's get to the net. Although, you know, I don't know exactly where I'm supposed to be. No, this is really helpful, and mindset being everything. So people can find you on LinkedIn, Tiffany Matic, MATTICK.com. And again, I just think you're a fabulous networker and connector, and super psyched to have you share all this wisdom with everyone. If there's anything else, I know you got notes, anything you want to add, great.
The only thing I would add that I thought about in advance was just being your brand and showing up in the world with your brand as soon as possible, because your brand is really what connects people to you. And so every second you can put in on your personal brand and then also bringing it into the world, to me, that is, I mean, I started doing that before I even knew I should do it. And it served me so incredibly well.
Awesome. Awesome. The being your brand. This is great. Well, Tiffany, super wonderful to have you here. Like I said, we'll have you back, and this is terrific.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me. That was a fun conversation.
You're welcome. It was great to be with you.
Thanks for listening to the All-Star Networking Show with Kathy Paper. If you're interested in being a guest, please contact Kathy at www.rockpaperstar.com.